Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the program, 803-0930. We're talking about the self-esteem. The self-esteem of Buffalonians and Western New Yorkers. I almost think we hate ourselves more than other people have any opinion about Buffalo, and it's absurd. It really is. Listen, we acknowledge that New York City is a dying star, and it's sucking everything into its vortex. We get it. We get that New York City has in the old days, Buffalo benefited from New York City. The whole state benefited from New York City. Now, as that continues to go off into the abyss, it's taking the rest of the state with it. Absolutely. But you have to acknowledge what Buffalo has gone through in the last decade. It has been incredible. And I hope it continues to become even better. But this idea that, you know, the Blue Jays are here and we get to keep the light bulbs, like, we're really excited about, like, wait, hold on. You're going to keep the light bulbs and you're just going to leave us with all those light bulbs? Well, hell yeah. I mean, what do you think? I'm a fool.
But the temporary lights are leaving.
But I mean, the point
and all
is
all the imagery.
The point is that we're like trying to find trying to make this somehow. This is an incredible deal. The Major League Baseball, whether they were held at gunpoint to come to Buffalo, whether they didn't want to, who cares? Act like you've been there before. Be like, of course they're going to play in Buffalo. Why not? Do you know how cocky people are in South Carolina? Have you ever been to Tennessee? You want to see swagger that's completely unjustified? Go to Tennessee.
Bristol, Tennessee.
You will hear people walk with, yeah, I'm from Knoxville. What do you got? Knoxville don't play like that. What do you mean Knoxville don't play? What do you have? Nothing.
UT.
No, you're Tennessee. We are Buffalo, and we all walk around like we're ashamed of being from Buffalo. It's absurd. Then, look, a lot of people have gone because New York State doesn't care about business. New York State treats us poorly. New York State New York City has a different vision. They dictate. I get it. I've lived here. I get it. I understand. But there are people in this country that live in really ridiculous, not even real cities, that walk around with their head, their noses up, and they're the most cocky people in the world. Let's go to the phones. Pete in Ontario. Pete, go ahead, sir.
Hey, nice talking this morning. You know, it's funny because, actually, it's not funny at all. It's quite sad. When we see exodus of an urban situation, the plight is pretty much right block to block. But I think what we have to do is step back and look at the bigger picture to understand that when you're going to go into a state and have a populated urban area within that state, it has been habitually run by the left, by the Democratic Party, and the mismanagement and complete destruction that party, that attitude, and those people put these cities and states through. I mean, what are you going to, we're going to look at the worst 15 cities. Every single one of them will have Democrat rule for at least 30 years. I mean, that's just, but it's sucker for abuse. The regular American citizen is so disengaged from the political reality and not even knowing that, it wasn't the slavery would have been kept on if the Democrat Party way back wanted it to.
Well, listen, we're all learning that there is a, obviously, there is a Howard Zinn version of history that's being taught in every major American university. We're well aware of that. And this whole thing has been filtered through nonsense. But take all that aside, if the biggest criticism of whether or not you have arrived on the map or if you have civic pride, if that's coming from outside the majority of people that live in the area that allegedly has civic pride, that's a really that's a symptom of a masochism that Western New Yorkers have, where it's always half empty. It's always half empty. And it's just, to me, it doesn't help. Things like this, when a major league franchise comes through, whether it's an exit. I remember going to see Magic Johnson. Was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's last year, Chicago Bulls, and they were playing at the Odd or whatever the arena was at the time, but it was the early 90s, Lakers versus the Bulls. And it's like the stadium was packed, the arena was packed, everyone was having fun, NBA basketball back in Buffalo, awesome experience. You know, today if that happened, people would have nothing but negativity.
Yeah, what a shame what we're seeing now. I've always I lived in Philly for 21 years, but whenever I'd come home, if I stayed on 90, I'd make a point to go to the Anchor Bar. You know, I really kind of, talking to Sandy for 15 years, even when I was down in Philly, I didn't know the topic and I'd call in because I couldn't bring it off the computer and that sort of thing. But anyways, I've always really like Buffalo. Rocket Ship 7 growing up in
Rocket Ship 7, there you go.
All the fires,
and you know, so much of my youth is Canadian television, like the Uncle Bobby show. Remember him?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, so much of and that's the weird thing about, you know, Southern Ontario and Western New York is that you know the Bare Naked Ladies were huge in Buffalo before anyone ever heard of the Bare Naked Ladies. You know, Lowest of the Low is, you know, they're like the Beatles of Buffalo. The rest of the country doesn't know anything about them. Canada loves them. So we share so much culture, pop culture, food, you know, the television that we watched. It's all part of our shared culture. It really doesn't, the political border really has nothing to do with that shared culture.
No, of course, I always can remember we would tease because we'd be like, Lackawanna and Tanawanda had five alarm fires. You had a lot of wood burning, like
right. Base
of concrete, but everything was freaking burning down because somebody left a frying pan on or something.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Across the board, you'll get this. We hate Wendell Clark. Always will.
Yeah.
Just hated that man. Never. No, but that's the thing. Our sports, the rivalry we have with Canada, the rivalry we have in sports, the shared culture is really a beautiful thing. It's an amazing opportunity to live. You know, you go to European nations. There are history of, you know, hundreds of years of, you know, not everyone always got along. It probably lasted 40 years, and then people are always complaining about the French in England, and they're complaining about, you know, Ireland and England, and there's always something there. We've had, you know, 1812, a little hiccup, but other than that, it's been perfect. So appreciate your friendship, Pete. Always love your calls. Let's go to Joe in North Tonawanda. Joe, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, David, this is Joe Barrett. I wrote Ice Boom Theory, and for about 15 years, I've been pounding on the fact that Western New York misses out on what would be its biggest tourist attraction that would bring people from all over the country and all over the world to come and see an event that, you know, far exceeds anything that anybody else has. And that's what Western New York misses out on is we don't have something like a Mardi Gras where there's a big event where people come in to be part of it for an extended period of time. You know, we have these little sparks of interest, but we like the whole thing with that I when I researched the ice boom, I kind of discovered accidentally is by holding back that ice on the lake. When we have ice, some years we don't have it, we miss out on when if they had released the ice, that is an unbelievable spectacle. And you know, like in the National Park Service, the number one tourist attraction in the country is Old Faithful, which is kind of lame, you know. And here we've got something that would have 31 miles of shoreline watching this huge horizontal white avalanche come roaring down the river and over the falls and out into Lake Ontario, people would come to see that. And we don't get to see it. Also, the New York Power Authority can make 1% more profit. You know, they already make $1 billion, but by stopping the ice to keep their intakes.
You know, that Power Authority is really one of the few state agencies that actually makes money.
Yeah, but they make it on the backs of...
Might be the only.
We have it's either the first or the second highest electric rates in the country.
Right.
And, you know, like,
so you're saying that a tourist attraction would...
They're losing Tennessee. Their electric rates are... they have the Tennessee...
Right, no, it's ridiculous. Ohio pays less. Listen, you're absolutely 100% correct, but that totally different topic. But you're right. There's nothing that you're saying. But I'm asking you, do you think a tourist attraction would change the esteem of Western New York?
Well, I do. I do for the following reason. Because when people come in, if they got talked into, let's go see that, as opposed to let's get on a cruise ship and go up to Alaska and look at icebergs. Let's go stand in shirt sleeve weather along the shores of the Niagara River and the mouth of Lake Erie and watch this event of the ice breaking up and going down the river, which there's film footage of like rivers in Europe where that happens. And it's awesome to watch, and you can hear it and feel it and see it. And it's incredible. And once people came here, then they would have the experience of being around for a few days. They'd see the restaurants, they'd see the hotels, they'd see the housing prices, they'd visit with friends or family. That would spark interest that might draw them to say, hey, you know, I really had a good time in Buffalo. We were there and everything was nice. And that's the kind of thing. Plus, it's outside money. It's money, it's new money coming from other areas coming to this area.
Okay.
It would circulate, and it would allow people to set up along little shops.
I'm not going to give you any resistance. You think that it's a tourism thing, and Buffalo just needs one big thing where people show up and enjoy Buffalo, and then that would make us feel better about ourselves.
It's the closest thing to a silver bullet this city would ever see, because we...
Well, we certainly don't have a silver bullet. Joe, I appreciate your call. I mean, you would think that Niagara Falls would be that, right? You would think that we would just steal a little bit more of Niagara Falls' thunder. But maybe Joe's saying the silver bullet's going to be a tourist attraction, that everyone, you know, if we had another 150,000 visitors, you know, somehow we would, you know, look, if the natives decided to make marijuana legal and started selling marijuana from Indian reservations, is that going to do anything for the population base? I mean, it's going to bring more revenue in for the natives. If New York State did these different silver bullet ideas of what is going to change. I'm telling you that we could literally land the 2034 Winter Olympics and people would still say, why do we have this? We would be the ones. The entire point of this is that we are the most negative people. I don't care what Cleveland says or Philly. Philly, they won the Super Bowl. They ate horse manure. Really, you're going to talk to me about burning tables? You're going to talk to me about the 0.1% of idiots that go to a Bills game and do coke and get caught, you know, doing horrible sexual things? I don't care about those people. They're in every city. We have idiots in every city. We have drunk people in every city. We're the ones, though, that are constantly... We can't have nice things because we don't appreciate them. And we're always talking about the negative. And so I think a lot of changing a city is changing the mentality.
It's a lot of self-hanging behavior.
It really is. It's like we're the ones that are always going, well, New York, of course New York sucks. Everyone knows New York. You know, all you have to do is look at who's losing congressmen this census. It's going to be New York State. Hey, what are you doing for Christmas? I'm going to see the kids in Virginia. I'm going to go see the grandkids in North Carolina. We get it. We all live here. We understand that. The business, the politics, all of that. But there is something about Buffalo self-hate that is unlike most regions. I go all over the country. I've been to places in Oregon, and it's like they really believe that they are the greatest city in America. And I'm just like, what do you have? What are you proud of? And they give you a bowl of chili or they give you a bowl of corn. They're like, eat this. What do you think? Like, when someone comes to Buffalo, you give them a tour of Buffalo. They're not going to get a bowl of corn. You're not going to talk about blue cheese. That's like day three. Day three is the chicken wing.
Yeah, you take him on the chicken wing tour at 12 places.
But I mean, there's a million things to do here. Texas, Terry, what do you think? Do we have self-hate out here?
I mean, yeah, a little bit, I think. But, you know, you kind of got to be careful what you wish for as far as, like, for example, Austin. Austin used to be a great city to be in, homegrown roots. You know, the people there are all cool and friendly. And then it got too big for their britches. And now Austin sucks because it's full of people that aren't from there in the first place. So I think some of the hidden treasures that Buffalo has to offer, I think, should be kept for people that actually live in Buffalo to enjoy. Because you get to a point where you start getting crazy amounts of tourists and they ruin the city. They ruin those things that make Buffalo great as it is. For me, like being out of state, when I say that I'm from Buffalo, you get a lot, the first thing out of anybody's mouth usually is like, oh, how about them Bills? Or, you know, and then the next thing is like, what is that, Canada? You know, people got jokes on Buffalo, but I mean, there's jokes everywhere. Like Lubbock kind of sucks. You know, there's not a whole lot going on there. And I'm sure, you know, if I went back to Buffalo would be like a brand new city to me. But the people and the mentality there of the people that actually appreciate the city that they live in, I mean, like I said, you kind of got to be careful what you wish for when you're looking for national recognition and tourists coming from all over to visit the city because it takes away. I really believe that. I was going to ask you, you know, have you ever heard of David Goggins?
Oh, who's that?
He was born in Buffalo as well. He's a veteran from out there. He's now like an ultra runner or something. But just a random question. He's another kind of famous veteran from that area. Just didn't know.
Well, that's a problem. We should all know him then. You know, that's on me.
He was an Army Ranger. He like did all these crazy things.
And, yeah.
I know his story is pretty unique. But he was like born in Williamsville, and I think his dad opened.
All right, Texas, I got to run. Terry, appreciate you. Stay on hold, 803-0930. Hey, someone just texted in and said that was not the Lakers that played in Buffalo. It was the Bulls versus Sacramento Kings. This was 1988. It was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's last year. Michael Jordan did not play, and I was there, and I remember Bruce Smith and Daryl Talley were there, and I got pictures with them. But this was like the only moment of the 80s that I was super excited. So it was Bulls-Lakers in Buffalo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hello. Welcome back to the program. 803-0930 is the number to call. We're talking about Buffalo. You know, the Blue Jays come to town and people are like, oh, so horrible. Of course they're going to come to town. We're not going to be able to go. But I bet you Josh Allen will go. I bet you the mayor's going to go. Everyone, listen, this is an intervention. We are the most negative people in the world. And every time we get something nice, we just have to complain about it. That's not the way proper cities function. There are cities in America that are an embarrassment. You know what you do in New Orleans? You vomit outside, and that is accepted. And most people will tell you maybe the city itself is making you nauseous. I mean, it's what New Orleans is, and half of it is brand new. Since 2005, they've rebuilt 70% of New Orleans, and it's still an armpit. It is the worst place you've ever been. It's dangerous. It's disgusting. Look at Buffalo. You want to talk about the three districts that have potholes or this area is rough or this area is nasty? Look at Buffalo 10 years ago. Look at Buffalo today. We can't have nice things. I don't care what outsiders think of Buffalo. You want to talk about the politics? Again, the city doesn't have the city is going to be controlled by New York State. It's going to be controlled by New York City. That's the way the world works. That's New York State. But are we allowed to at least acknowledge anything positive about what's happening in our backyard and say, hey, we're optimistic? Does an entire generation have to live in Buffalo and retire, and then the next generation has to be optimistic to say that, you know, we have some swagger in Western New York? I don't know. I'm upbeat. I want to be an optimistic guy. And I want the city of Buffalo to get the respect it deserves. The people, the culture, our history. If you're talking about Black Lives Matter and you're talking about the racist history of the city that you live in, you ain't talking about Buffalo. Do you know how many people joined the union for one reason and one reason only, and that was to kill slave owners? That's why they joined the union. Abolition was used to promote and recruit out here. I mean, women's suffrage right here. Everything. The Republican Party in Western New York was created. This is the history of the abolition movement. Right, the Underground Railroad. Harriet Tubman. Lincoln came to Western New York. This is our collective history. And yet every single time we have something that we have to complain. We have to invent reasons why we hate Christopher Columbus. And if anything, the 1619 Project taught you was that Columbus came here in 1492. And as a proud Italian, he was long dead of syphilis before slaves came to America. All right? 1619 is when it started. Leave Christopher Columbus alone. Hey, let's go to Norm in Angola. Norm, what's on your mind, sir?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, fine. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
Great. I'm taking a ride from Angola to Niagara Falls right now, and I'm riding that route you're just talking about, the whole Underground Railroad and all, and I'm looking at a wealth of recreational gold here along the river. This is a beautiful city. The reason there's such a negative attitude about it is just like everything else these days, people have forgotten their history or they've been told to ignore it. This city has so many firsts. Since the inception of the Erie Canal came in, you've got stockyards here that took food out west and made its way down the Mississippi. Chicago from the breadbasket.
Keep going. We invented air conditioning in Buffalo. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. Carrier. As a matter of fact, there's a VFW post right in Angola, the original house of Willis Carrier.
What about the credit card, American Express, right here in Buffalo?
Yeah, absolutely. The first lumber yards in North Tonawanda, the first grain elevators in the world, not just locally, in the world, here, because that Erie Canal came in. And then there's a lot of negativity that comes with that, too, like terms like rascaler and getting mugged come from Buffalo. You want to read a good book? Read a book called Nickel City Drafts. I was a home brewer, and a friend of mine gave me a book, and it deals with the history of drinking in Buffalo that started back when Ellicott was sent here from the Holland Land Company to divide the area up into sections. And the drinking was so integral. They had stagecoach stops, and they would give you the land to put it on, but you had to serve libation because they knew people wanted alcohol. You had to be able to board horses. They didn't care if you had food. You just had to be able to have alcohol. There's a wealth of history involved in that. Now, Rathskeller is a dirty, nasty place that came from a place called Doug's Dive. And he was a black man, a freed slave, that owned it. And the canalmen and the lake freightermen warred almost every night. There was a body floating in the river every morning with its throat cut. And getting mugged was a term that came from Buffalo.
No, so all the positives here, too. Let's also mention that we electrocuted the first inmate in Buffalo, too. But let's focus on the positives.
But then again, somebody that...
No, but you talk, you know, one of the things, you know, you tell the story of William McKinley, and it was an African-American who actually tackled Leon Jogache, who shot McKinley. The amount of history here, even before the 19th century, look at where, you know, the Holland Land Museum's out there in Batavia. When settlers came to this area... as a reward for what Americans did, the colonists, what they did during the Revolutionary War, if they were war heroes, they got land in upstate New York. That was their reward. So we have a tremendous amount of studs from the Revolutionary War that settled in this area because they were given land, as thanks for what they did against the British. So a proud history here. Norm, I'm glad you are thinking about history. I'm glad you know history, and I encourage you to tell as many people as possible about those things, because we're forgetting that, and we're going to lose that. That is part of the swagger. You know, we're not going to do the Bills and the Sabres do well. Our collective esteem goes higher. Well, it's great to have sports teams that do well. They are ambassadors of the city, absolutely. You don't want Marshawn Lynch running over people on Chippewa. That's not a good idea. It doesn't look good, right? But again, the Sabres and the Bills, they're ambassadors. They put us on the map. They make us look good when they win. But that's not what, when you boil it down, that's not where a city gets its esteem from. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of history and pride here. And when something like the Blue Jays come into town, it's like, it's just such a weird reaction. You don't see that. Chicago is getting 200 people shot a weekend, and they're talking about the Bears season. They just don't get. Chicago is a completely, look Detroit. How in the world, if you live in Detroit, you can't even talk about the Tigers. You can't talk about the Pistons. Nobody's talking about the Lions. What the hell are you talking? There are cities, there are businesses in the city of Detroit that literally, you know, have painted their windows because outside of it, it's so disgusting. They don't want their employees to see it. It hurts their morale. The only windows facing are windows that look at Pontiac or look at something outside of the city of Detroit. It's a struggling city, and they still have swagger in Detroit. We don't have it. And I just think I think we need an esteem enema. I think that's what we need. Not esteem. Esteem, not STEAM. That would be a totally different thing and unhealthy. Ask Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm talking about esteem, self-esteem. That's what we need. We need a transfusion of swagger in the Western New York, because the politics, yeah, tell me all the negative things, all you want, the weather, the whatever. But let's look at what we have. Stop playing your videos of the stupid things that happen at Ralph Wilson Stadium or New Era. What is it called now? The stadium?
It's the stadium to be announced.
Formerly known as?
Formerly known as New Era. You know, I have to agree with partially what you're saying. You know, there's a lot of good history to embrace around Buffalo, but there are times where I think we take it too far and it gets in the way of progression. It gets in the way of revitalizing downtown. We don't need to keep a building that hasn't been occupied for 50 years because President Taft may have eaten there back when he was president. I mean, there are lines that I don't think...
Don't sleep on Taft.
There are lines that I don't literally think we draw.
Don't let Taft sleep on you. He's 450 pounds. No, but I mean, look, at Grover Cleveland, there's been a lot of, you know, we learned a lot of things about Grover Cleveland that I wouldn't, you know, there's some rough stuff there. I mean, yeah. he was not a good person. Millard Fillmore, very unfair characterization of Millard Fillmore. The president died. This was at a time when, you know, the party systems, the way they were broken down, everyone was trying to avoid a civil war. I mean, to imply that the first time we talked about shooting each other was in 1860 is absurd. The Civil War was actually the third time American citizens attacked the government. The Whiskey Rebellion, you have Shays Rebellion, and then you have the Civil War. And everyone knew South Carolina, elements of Virginia, elements of Tennessee. There were Alabama, there were states that wanted to raise arms, and every elected official knew, how do we avoid this? How do we kick this can down the road? And when you look back, 2020, it's very clumsy, it's inartful, and it's disgusting, quite frankly. The cowardice that we, but you're saying that the cowardice, that was just a 19th century phenomenon in politics where elected officials were cowards? I mean, come on. I mean, show a little bit of realism here when you're looking at American history. Were you going to say something?
We knock ourselves down because we, you know, we've been wide right, no goal, things like that. You know, Detroit has swagger. Well, they won a few cups.
They've won some. Listen, though, again, that's putting, see, but this is, to me, this is the great dichotomy, right? Because as we talk about all of the things, you know, the Bills haven't won a Lombardi trophy. The Sabres have not gotten the Stanley Cup. And we're using that as the litmus test of a city is successful. Now, what I'm saying is you've got a major league team playing. No one's playing in front of fans, right? So it's not a slight against the people of Buffalo. This is an anomaly. We shouldn't have the Blue Jays here. We have the Blue Jays here. And yet, when we're using the sports metaphor of we don't even have a major league team, well, the Blue Jays are here now. I mean, we can take that, can't we? I mean, they're playing in Buffalo. We have them on loan for the rest of this season, 60 games or whatever, 30 games in Buffalo, whatever they end up playing.
25 in Buffalo, and that is more than what the Bills played in Toronto. So, hey, there's a win.
Do you remember when Montreal was about to lose the Expos? Yes. They were deciding that they were going to play their games in Puerto Rico and in Mexico.
They split.
And again, it was a stadium situation in Montreal, right? And
the stadium's a dump.
It was, the Olympic Stadium was horrible. I mean, there was sections that would fall and people were hurt, and it was embarrassing. But again, Montreal wasn't a big baseball town, right? I think Buffalo would actually, if Buffalo would have gotten a franchise back in the day, I'm sure we would have had seasons. Look, there are times the arena's not full. There's times that the stadium's not packed. Those happen when you have losing seasons. But again, if we're going to use sports as the metaphor of reflecting the civic esteem of a region, this should be a reason why Buffalo has a little bit more pep to their step. And for all I'm hearing is, you know, the negativity of it.
If Buffalo had a baseball team, they'd have to be competitive because there's 81 home games a season. You look at the Sabres, right? The Sabres have not gone to the playoffs in 9 years, and it's showing in their attendance. If a baseball team had that few of showings for season after season, it would not be able to sustain. I don't mean to sound like the Buffalo negative guy. I'm just saying.
Found our Here's what I'm saying is that baseball is a different sport in the sense that there's a huge disparity between the haves and the have-nots, right? If you're not a Red Sox, and even the White Sox are spending money and they stink, you would, for a small market, look at Pittsburgh, right? Yeah. The Pirates have had some good squads. They've had some bad squads. But it's very difficult if you're the Cincinnati Reds or the Pittsburgh Pirates to compete against the Cubs, to compete against the Giants, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox. I mean, Baltimore is spending money, and it's just you draft a stud. They're not going to play in baseball for 4 years.
Buffalo would be like the Kansas City Royals.
Absolutely.
That would be the Buffalo baseball team.
But that's a great park, too.
My thinking is with all the things that we do, that we cram into a summer, would people stop at those events to attend Major League Baseball games in town? And I'm thinking, you know, with all the things that we do, where people, you know, their families are going to Darien Lake for the day, or they're going here, they're going there, are they going to go to the ballpark in the summertime?
Well, you know, that's the argument of San Diego and Miami, is that they can't support their summer franchises because there's so much to do. I wouldn't say that there's so much to do in the summertime in Buffalo, but because of the weather, we want to do as much as we can in the summertime. So that is a huge distraction. So one of the reasons why the Bills, you know, we love football, we love the Bills, but really in the fall, you go to Ellicottville, you go on a hayride, you have a spiked cider. You know, there's the leaves are great, but, you know, that's one weekend in September. The rest of the time, what are you doing? In Miami and in San Diego, you're out on the beach, you're hanging out, you're all year round, you're doing those events. So I hear what you're saying with the fact that it's truncated because of our weather, but I think we could bounce back. I think we can bounce back, and I'm more than confident that a lot of, and to be fair to most of the people calling in with the negativity or texting in, I think it's because you haven't had a new Buffalo for very long. Really? I mean, you've had to live. It's not just 10 years. For some of the people calling in, it's been 40, 50 years. I mean, what happened after Bethlehem Steel? Do you remember when Lackawanna wanted to be a part of the city of Buffalo? And then Buffalo wanted Lackawanna really bad when Bethlehem Steel was. There was always this argument that Lackawanna was going to be annexed into the city, and where is it going to go? And Buffalo was going to expand. Why is the Central Terminal where it is? I mean, there was a plan to expand the city of Buffalo. Was going to, and then the Depression hit, right? And really, that is the era where Buffalo kind of fell apart, and it was hard to bring back those jobs. The Depression hit us hard. Erie Canal was not, you know, with the highways and with rail. And then, of course, New York City started to take a dive, and that hurt the rest of the state.
I think you said it perfectly. It was 50 years of broken promises since everything fell apart.
It sounds like a campaign ad.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? What do you got?
Don't forget, at one time, we made one of the best cars in the world with the Great Arrow.
There, listen, the museum was there. Hillary Clinton did a rally with 45 cars in a 2,500 square foot. Hillary Clinton had a rally in Buffalo, and it was at the museum. And there were so many cars there, you couldn't put people in, which I think was by design. She actually held the press conference in a trunk of an Edsel. That's what she did. We come back, we're going to talk about Big Ten football. If football is going to be canceled for college, what does the NFL do? Another thing as well is, where is this decision coming from? If we're going to get back post-COVID, why aren't we just doing it as a group? The whole country, each state, region. What is the answer to this canceling college football thing? We'll talk about that so much more. 803-0930.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.